This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. We're in the stretch, right? No other name for it. We're in the last stretch, as they say. Xander Gibbs is going to join us after the first break. I hope you'll appreciate it. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged. Don't you love that? You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can give me your email address. I don't ask for much. Give me your email address. That way there, you know, we send out an email once a week. We'll let you know who we're going to be talking about, what, who might be on the show, some of the topics we're taking on, that kind of thing. So I really do appreciate it when you are engaged and you are involved. Again, as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 is a way to get in touch with us. I know some of you send me emails, you tell me you don't want to hear your voice, you're embarrassed, you're afraid, you don't want to be on. It's not like we, unless you really get stupid and start calling me names, which is kind of dumb, but anyway. So, CNN had another ouchy moment. Matter of fact, I don't even know why we say it that way. They've had continual ouchy moments. You see, when you hate somebody, right? When you hate somebody a lot, you can see nothing that they do that's good. And therefore, you make all kinds of mistakes, stepping all over yourself, trying to make them look like bigger idiots than you perceive them as they already are. So the other day, you know, Trump said, when he was giving a speech, he was talking about what was going on at the border, and that he wanted the wall, or else he was going to allow the shutdown. He was not interested. Again, remember something. He's more interested in protecting us than he is in protecting illegals coming over the border. And if that means we have to be shut down for a few days, and you know, it's funny, they say shutting down the government. You know how many services don't stop? The military doesn't lay down its gun and go, sorry, enemy, we're on a break. Break time. But CNN's Jim Scudo was one of the many journalists trying to attack President Trump's comments about the border security. You know, in that meeting, that circus he had with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. I thought that was great, though. I know it was a couple days ago, but I'm still basking in the glory of it. Because people saw how sausage is made. People saw the true aggravation that goes on in a closed session. You know, Pelosi's like, we shouldn't be doing this. Well, why? Because you don't want people to see truly how nasty and hateful you are towards him? Now, unfortunately, right, for Scudo, actually experts from the Department of Homeland Security called out his reporting on Twitter with a brutal comeback. The former Obama staffer turned CNN host took to Twitter to brag about his fact-checked of Trump's claims about DHS stopping terrorists at the border. He dismissed it as simple fear-mongering. That's what they do with everything. These were the same people that told you that without Obamacare, without the Affordable Care Act, millions of people were going to die. Remember that? Well, I have two questions for you. How come those millions of people didn't die before the Affordable Care Act? And where are those millions of dead people now? Right? In fact, DHS did not provide evidence of a single terrorist caught on the southern border over the last short period of time, as the president claimed. This is not the first time that the president implied that the wall is necessary due to terror threats. And, you know, I always love, you know, these guys, they snicker and they sneer at the president like they're, you know, and it's a condescending thing. It's like no matter what, they're smarter than anybody on the planet. But DHS, Tyler Q. Holton, he embarrassed Scudo by pointing out that CNN never contacted them and that terrorists, among others, are a real threat. They tweeted to Jim, "Hey, Jimmy boy. We're happy to provide the facts, but you never reached out. In fact, DHS prevented not one, not two, not three, but 3,700 plus known or suspected terrorists from traveling to or entering the U.S. That's in 2017. Now, in addition to that, they grabbed over 17,000 criminals. 1,000 gang members, and 3,000 special interest aliens. Now, wouldn't it be really nice if CNN would actually call the organizations they're reporting on? Don't you think it would be like a cool little trick? What do you think? That's what I see, this is what I love about the legislators. They don't go down really in check. They don't talk to the Border Patrol. They don't do their homework, but they have all the answers. They know a wall is not going to work. They know it, but a fence would work. Yeah. Okay. But yet the Border Patrol says the wall helps tremendously. Places where we've actually put the wall up for miles on end have cut people coming over by 85-90% in some cases. One place I saw it, I think it was Texas, was 92%. So you don't really, seriously. So if you're going to talk about Border Patrol, if you're going to talk about what they've done and haven't done, who they've held out and haven't, don't you think you ought to call them and ask them? Don't you think you might want to call the Department of Homeland Security and get it worked out? But despite all this truth-telling, the media still sides with its own lies. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Xander Gibb joins us, I hope, I think, right after this.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Remember, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff that you can do up there. I want you involved in the conversation. I want you involved in the show. You oughta. That's a real word. You oughta be involved in the show. And, you know, when you're talking to other people, sometimes you get to see how they come at an issue, you know, how they get to the same place you're at. And they may, you know, they come at it from a whole different direction. Maybe they've got some key words or key ways that you can deal with it so you can talk to other people about it. But I know you didn't tune in for me to be yakking away. You tuned in for our weekly, I don't know, I almost call him a co-host at this time. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Last week he actually filled in for me. Now I got big shoes to fill. You can go now.
Are you talking to me? Oh, if you just joined us, you're listening to The Real Side with me, Xander Gibb.
Oh, don't you got too comfortable. Too comfortable with that, I'm telling you.
All right, yeah. I'll leave now.
No, leave the pizza. Well, wait a minute. Where you're at, don't leave the pizza. Take it with you.
Oh, anyway. Gosh. Even the cockroaches are, like, dragging it back into the kitchen and complaining here. Seriously, they're like, you call this food? But with a British accent, obviously. Yeah. They're like, you call this food?
So, I don't know if you caught the first story I was doing about CNN. Just when it comes to Donald Trump, President Trump, CNN, they hate him so much. They can't get anything right. So Trump got the number wrong as to how many terrorists have been caught at the border. And I guess his name is Jim Scotto or Skeeto or whatever his name is, over at CNN. He said that none have been caught and that DHS hasn't provided one shred of evidence like they have to him, right?
Yeah.
So DHS responded to him and said, well, maybe you should have checked with us. That might have helped a little bit. God forbid a journalist, you know, check a source. But they've prevented a little over 3,700 terrorists, known terrorists,
wow,
from traveling. They've caught 17,000 criminals and 1,000 gang members. And I'm going, are you guys serious? So,
CNN, the Democrats went to Mexico?
Oh, God, I'm not touching that.
I meant that one. But seriously, can we impeach President Trump because he made a mistake on a number?
Probably.
I mean, that's the next thing. Nancy Pelosi's like, let's impeach Donald Trump. He got the number wrong. Why is this woman on, really? I mean.
No. You're wrong. I'm gonna call you for what you're wrong. She's not on anything. If she'd get on her medication, we wouldn't be having these problems. Don't you think?
No, she looks like she's taking, she's like one of these people that's on medication that takes too much of it. So her kind of speech is not only slurred, but her head has got this kind of like naughty thing going on as well. In fact, I saw her the other day in an interview, and do you know who it reminded me of? She reminded me of Judy Garland. Do you remember when Judy Garland, I mean, obviously, I've seen reruns. When Judy Garland was at the height of her drug habit, and that's exactly who I thought, my gosh, this is Judy Garland, the reincarnation. Any minute, I thought she was going to start singing, clang, 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 went the trolley.
Well, there was a clanging going on between her ears. You just couldn't figure out where it was coming from. Yeah.
There was. So. Like that little monkey with the cymbals, you know. She doesn't have a brain. In fact, that's what some Democrats have, like that. That cymbal clanging in their heads.
Oh, God, that was great. You got to get me killed. I mean, just really all there is to it. So, you know, it was funny. We were talking during the break. We were talking about YouTube. You know, some of you, I'm going to charge you if you want to hear the mics, and we want me to make them hot during the break. But did you know that YouTube removed 58 million, ready for this one, offensive videos in the third quarter of this year? So they decided, they took down 58 million videos and 224 million comments during the third quarter based on violations of its policies. I would like anybody out there, I'll give you $50. If you could tell me, prove to me that you've actually read the 600-page terms and conditions agreement that they have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I read it in my sleep. Yep. That simple.
But you look at this stuff and you think about, you have no way of knowing, you know, truly what the ground rules are. I think they make them up as they go. I think it's like a bunch of teenagers playing games. You know, they switch the rules as they go. And I know some of this is algorithms and the computers pick it up and they can some of these. But even when you put in an appeal, they don't change it.
No.
Right?
No, they don't. And these algorithms are so sophisticated now that if you actually talk about certain topics, you know, I know for sure that a certain site that I can't name, you know, I was being very careful now because, you know, if you talk about things they don't like, they stop your live video feed while it's going on.
That wouldn't be like that Facebook page thingy, right?
You see, your video just went dark for 2 seconds.
Well, you know, well, the very first time we got cut from Facebook, I had said we were doing a story on Zuckerberg wanting everybody to get, you know, the government to give everybody some kind of pay, mandatory pay, right? And it's it was like Beetlejuice. I think the third time I said Zuckerberg, all of a sudden we went down.
Yeah, it's like, right? Facebook stigmata. You like say it three times and.
I felt like Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz or whatever, you know, right? Click my heels three times.
No, yeah, if you like, just joined us, we are playing a drinking game. Every time we say Judy Garland tonight,
you have to throw back a whiskey.
Yeah, or whatever it is you're drinking.
There you go.
Or club soda if you're in AA.
They removed 1.5 million channels, and let me see. And 80% of the channel takedowns were related to, now, this I always get a kick out, spam uploads, right? And some of them included nudity, right? Sure, because I'm if you've seen some of the stuff that's still up there, I'm sure they're concerned about nudity. But I mean, this is the stuff that you and I can't fight. There's no way to go back. You know, they demonetized 2,800 plus of our videos all in one sweep, and they're not interested in taking an appeal of any kind.
No. I think that's the concern. You know, obviously people know that I've been banned from Twitter, and in all fairness, I've had a pretty kind of not aggressive approach to people, but I've called them out on their lies about my president, which I think is my constitutional right to do.
Right.
But I've never kind of, attacked people or, called them anything bad but there you go. You don't have to. You just have to
go ahead,
go against their policies.
Yeah. No, it doesn't take much. I mean, they can be offended so easily. I mean, what if I like ring dongs, ding dongs according to ring dings? I mean, seriously. Anyway, I'm Joe Senior Host. I know. We always go to food. Stop it. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump uses Twitter to announce Mick Mulvaney will be acting White House Chief of Staff. Mulvaney is currently the Office of Management and Budget Director. He's a former conservative congressman from South Carolina. A senior administration official tells CNN the job is his to lose, and if things go well, the position could be permanent. The 7-year-old girl from Guatemala who died after journeying across Mexico to illegally enter the U.S. with some 160 migrants likely died of dehydration and septic shock. Deputy White House Press Secretary Hogan Gidley
says the girl's death is tragic and could have been prevented.
It's a sad time, but it's also senseless. It's a needless death, and it's 100% preventable. If we could just come together and pass some common sense laws to disincentivize people from coming up from the border.
A Department of Homeland Security official says without the life-saving measures undertaken by Border Patrol, the child would have likely died in the desert alone without any medical care whatsoever. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. That's good spreading soulful shark kind of music. Yes, I know. You younger people have no clue to what I'm talking about, but it's okay. I don't mind. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just get him on because I'm going to have some fun with this. Sandra Gibb joins us as he does every week. I always have a good time with him when he's on the show with us. He's up in the wee hours of the morning and where you're at. There's no food delivery. They don't have. Do they have Uber delivers there?
No, but they have other companies that I won't give free advertising to. But they only deliver till like 11 o'clock at night. You know, it's not like when. I mean, it's probably a good thing because when I was in Manhattan, I could call at 3 a.m. after I'd done a DJing gig or even later and get like dinner. So, you know, I said I'm a good boy nowadays. I settled with a tuna fish sandwich tonight.
Oh.
Just a glass of milk, you know. I'm regressing. I'm getting old.
Yeah, but
I'm 35.
I love. Yeah, I know you're ancient. My God, I love tuna fish, and it's funny. Dave Ramsey talks about how when he was dead broke, all he ate was tuna fish sandwiches, and he would never eat tuna fish again. Let me tell you what. If I hit the lottery tomorrow, I would be eating tuna fish sandwiches. I love tuna fish.
But what kind of tuna do you buy? Do you buy flake or do you buy steak? Cause if someone makes a tuna fish sandwich and it's flake, it's like it goes in. The dog gets to eat it.
Yours is flake.
Mine is flake?
Yeah. Cause
I'm flaky, apparently. I buy
she buys you
tuna.
Flake?
Yeah, well.
I'll drop her. She's driftwood.
She buys.
I buy what he wants.
You better watch it. She takes care of your buttons sometimes. You know that.
That's me in the bad book. I'm just joking, producer Tammy.
But I put shredded carrots in there. I chop up fine celery. I chop up onion fine. I put some breadcrumb, mayonnaise. I mix it up, and I love it. I very much enjoy that. So anyhow,
I like to sprinkle some half fat cheese in it, like grated cheese, and some non dairy mayo. And I'm satisfied with that. And I even have whole wheat bread now because I'm such a good boy.
You're just wasting jaw chewing doing whole wheat bread and stuff. My God.
But can you just clarify this rumor that was on the show last week that you were actually in rehab for chocolate addiction? Was that true or was that just a rumor started by some guy over in the UK?
Yeah, that was a rumor because I would never go for chocolate rehab. Okay, I'd want to die with a mouthful of great chocolate in my mouth. How did he die? He choked. How did he choke?
Yeah.
Choke on that, trying to swallow that solid piece of chocolate. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, you and I were talking during the break. Nobody cares. It's just you and me talking here. So we were talking about how you go to the YouTube, right, and how they demonetize my videos and all this other fun stuff, and how hard it has become to find conservative, commentators on YouTube. And as we said earlier, you know, a lot of those 50, 60, 70 million videos they took away and the channels they took off were mostly, the majority of those were conservative-based.
No, surely not.
Trump-loving-based. And anyhow, when you go looking for the real side, when you type in the real side, you before you get close to my stuff, you get these little teeny bopper, four little teeny boppers on there. They have a whole program of their own. Just a whole bunch of stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with politics.
Right.
Before you get to my stuff, which I don't know. I don't know how their algorithms work or what have you. But even when you go looking for my stuff with Joe Messina, it takes a while. You get the old stuff when I actually had darker hair, but we won't tell anybody. That's just between you and me.
Well, I had a fight with a guy on Instagram a couple of weeks ago because obviously even when I – you see, this is how much of an asset I am to this show. When I put my publicity out for my show, I'm like, make sure you stick around and join me later on The Real Side. And there's a guy that's called The Real Side, and so he told me off. He said, you keep tagging me. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry, but, you know, you're welcome. You're welcome for the attention. And I actually meant The Real, Real Side. So he blocked me. But I thought that was hilarious.
That is so funny.
Yeah, get a sense of humor, dude.
Well, yeah, get over yourself, right? I'm kind of like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm coming from. Anyway, let's hit some of the stuff that I sent you earlier so we can have some fun.
Sure.
Because, this really makes me crazy. Now, I'm not saying yogurt. You're a yoga fan, as I recall, from way back when. So we have a student that's been a complaint of cultural appropriation that led to the dissolution of a university bhakti yoga group. Now, the American University student Maya Krishan filed a complaint with the President's Council on Diversity and Inclusion and said that we could no longer include yoga. We have to exclude it because it's cultural appropriation.
Can I just ask, when is the next Slap a Liberal Day? Is it coming up soon? And can we go to college campuses and actually have, National Slap a Liberal Day there? Because are you tired of the liberalization of our planet? It's happening everywhere in our college campuses, in our churches. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to move to the moon. Let's go colonize the moon, Joe, and we'll start the radio host.
There you go, right? I mean, seriously, she was mostly, you ready for this one? She was mostly offended that her culture had been appropriated by an almost entirely white dance troupe. It was extremely frustrating, she said. So I'm trying to think. I am tired of seeing pasty white people eat Italian food because you're appropriating my culture or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where to start with that.
Sleep with one eye open, you white devils.
But this is what's going on our college campuses. This is what our parents are paying. But this is what parents are paying for on college campuses, so their kids can be part of this tomfoolery. And again, I mean, this cultural appropriation thing has gone so far with what you can wear, what you can eat, who can cook what you can eat. If you have an Indian restaurant that's owned by Irish people, oh my God, that's terrible. I mean, really, we've lost our minds. It's like Jesus is sitting there laughing, going, I ain't coming back till you guys figure this out.
But, I think we've made a rut for our own back with all of this because we've allowed it to happen.
Yeah.
I remember, my dad, God rest his soul, saying like 25 years ago, he said, political correctness is really going to kill us. Because, it's one thing to want to be polite to people and not want to offend them. But to the point of where you're not allowed to have an opinion, where you're not allowed to do something different. And I think, my father, God bless him, would be turning in his grave half of this stuff, it's just, it's mind-bogglingly.
He's, He's screaming he's screaming at you from beyond, going, "I told you, Xander.
Yeah.
I told you this was going to happen." And
yeah.
You laughed at me.
Yeah. He wasn't a fan of Bush either.
Oh. So. Well, you know, my dad used to say, "We're going to have to legislate common sense." And I was like, "Yeah, okay, whatever."
Yeah.
Right? Now I've got to apologize to him because he's right. You're going to have to legislate common sense. It's gone. It doesn't exist anymore.
I think it's also a maturity thing, isn't it? You know, I remember things that my dad used to say, and I used to be like, "Oh, yeah, whatever, Dad." And now I'm thinking the same things and thinking, so am I turning into my dad, or was it that he was just right?
No, you're exactly right on. It's kind of all the stuff you thought were dumb and would never happen. Now you're seeing these young kids. And some people will say to me, "Well, we were the same way." No, we weren't. We weren't like this. I mean, seriously. The stuff that they talk about today, things that they do, I'm tired of hearing about how mean and nasty our music was compared to what it is today. Whenever you say something, it's like, come on, give me a break.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I knew you were going to go there. Really, seriously.
I mean, please. I laughed so much when I heard that you know, that's not appropriate to sing at Christmas.
It's not just not appropriate to sing at Christmas. Apparently, a guy is trying to keep a woman in the room against her will. And what I loved about it, I don't know if have you ever seen the Red Skelton version of that one?
Yeah.
Right. Well, they flip it. So in the first version, it's Ricardo Montalban trying to keep the woman in the room. You can't say his name any other way, you know that. So anyway, he's trying to keep her there in his apartment. And then they flip it halfway through the song, and now it's a woman trying to keep Red Skelton in the room. So where's all the, you know, Me Too sticking up for the guy?
Or is it? Yeah, that's inverted sexism as far as I'm concerned. But in fairness, you know, and I'm sure it's no different after the break, but you know, I think this is what we try to do. You know, if we want to spend more time with someone, we'll say, let's have a drink. Let's talk a little more. Let's go buy coffee, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I hid your coat on purpose. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yeah. We'll be back in a few minutes with Xander Gid. Don't go far.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my family-owned manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
We are back. Silver Senior your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. All right, Xander Gibbs with us. But you know what? Before I go to Xander, you got to see this. Let's thank one of the friends, listeners. Oh, look at this. It was 69 cents. Wow, he didn't spend a whole bunch of money. Anyway. You see, if you got the video, you can see this. If you don't have the video, you can't see it. Too bad you lose. But it's a little Trump bobblehead, okay? And the thing I love about this, he's got the whole, like he's yelling, right? Like he's yelling, and he's got his thumb up, like, you know, come and get me kind of thing. He's got a surfboard.
Yeah, it's a surfboard.
I just noticed that.
It's a surfboard.
Can you, all right, I'm sorry, I have to give this back. Can anybody, hold on, Xander, you're there. Xander, give
yeah.
me, right.
I'm here.
Okay, I've envisioned Trump with a lot of things, but never with a surfboard. Have you?
No.
All right.
See, no.
Got to go back. That's it.
I mostly envisioned him with a baseball bat and Mula's head, but that's a story for another show.
Yeah. No.
I'm joking before anybody writes him.
No, they're going to write anyway. You already know that. I don't care. He's got a surfboard with him. That just paints a whole different picture.
Did you ever think, Joe, you know, we had conversations when Donald Trump was running for the nomination. Did you ever think that you would have this level of respect for him?
Because I
certainly didn't. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I really thought, because like most people, I thought, oh, this is that nasty guy from the TV show that says you're fired. And then when you see what he's done in 2 years and what a heart he has for the United States, I want to buy him a beer. Yeah. I really do. If you're listening, Sir Donald, we want to buy you a beer.
Yeah. I don't know what he drinks, but listen, if you had any doubt as to how he felt about America, when he was in the room with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, Chucky and Nancy, right? You see? You're already falling over.
Yeah.
I mean, just the looks on their face, and she Chucky looked like she Judy. Wanted to go, you know, atomic on him. And then Chucky had that, you know, he had that smirk you just want to slap off somebody's face, right? That condescending little, I'm smarter than you. And the best line in that whole thing was, no problem, I'll take it on. It'll be my fault. It'll be my responsibility.
Yeah.
Because I care about the American people more. You know?
Don't start in on me before I've had my pill, Donald. I mean, Mr. President.
Yeah, well...
Zing went the strings of my heart.
Nancy was great, though. Nancy was great. I mean, and people got to see how they talk to him, how they look at him, how they treat him. And the bad part about it, from a partisan standpoint, it was split. Republicans thought he did a great job. Democrats thought he was nasty, and if their people did a great job, it's like, so can you imagine if Obama was sitting in that chair?
I try not to. I mean, 8 years was long enough. But, you know, the difference between Obama and Trump is night and day. And you can see how little Obama loved America compared to how much this guy loves America. I mean, when you look at videos from, like, 15 years ago, Donald Trump has not changed his ideology one iota.
No.
I mean, he's doing the things he said 15 years ago, the things that he felt, you know, talking about us being ripped off as a nation, you know, with regards to tariffs and you know, paying for the UN. He's not changed his perspective.
Yep.
And you've got to respect that. You know, I know he listens to the show, so...
Yes.
So next time I'm in town, Mr. Donald, let's go for a beer.
Okay, so let's get to some more fun and real stuff, right? So here's the thing I can't stand. We're no longer, I get so confused. Maybe you can help me with this. So we're not supposed to have genders anymore, right? But yet we're supposed to have men and women's bathroom. But those are genders, last I checked, right?
Yeah.
And to go along with the tomfoolery that's happening all over the place, Washington State University has decided to demonstrate its commitment to inclusivity by including free menstrual products in the men's room. Not the women's room, not the gender-neutral room, not what in California now they have family bathrooms, which is pretty disgusting if you take it at face value. But anyway, they call them family bathrooms so anybody can go in there.
Right.
You know, I'm surprised there's not a couch and a TV. But when you look at this, you look at these kind of things, right? The initiative, they say, is one of many we're going to implement because we're trying to improve the transgender community experience on campus. It's currently being tested in 3 restrooms on Pullman, Washington campus. The university is in the process of assessing similar needs at other WSU campuses to determine which men's rooms will receive new accommodations.
So maybe I'm not supposed to ask this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. But what does a trans person need with female sanitary products?
Well, you know what? I mentioned you last night because there was an argument over transgender women, transgender men. And I said, look, my good friend Xander says, why are you continuing to be calling trans when you have transitioned already? You have the parts and pieces, and now you're living like that other gender. Why do you have to be called a trans anymore?
Yes.
I couldn't get an answer.
No. No, but that's you know, obviously, you know, it's no secret that you know, I'm openly gay. And so, you know, I'm not looking to attack anybody, but
no.
you know, the whole ideology of bringing the community together should mean that we can iron out these ridiculous things, because all we do with them is create more divide.
Right.
And I don't want anybody to be hurt or harmed or treated badly, and I want equality for everybody. But a part of that equality kind of comes at a price. And it's knowing the difference between equality and equity. And that's what some people in this group want. And equality and equity are two different things.
Oh, no, it truly is. And this I get the biggest kick out of. Again, you know, part of this, too, is the I'm trying to be nice about this, right? The feminists for years have said it's only fair that they get free, you know, tampons and that kind of stuff in the women's room because, you know, those are a necessity of life and they should be provided with the necessity of lives on college campuses. And I've always said, I don't know if I agree with that. You get toilet
right.
paper, right? I mean, that's a necessity when you go to the bathroom. The other stuff, shouldn't you kind of be ready for? I remember the females in my family as a kid always had spares and extras in their purses. Because whenever they send you to their purse, you'd go, I'm not going in there.
Yeah.
I know what's in there.
I mean, that kind of stuff is really handy, you know. You know, I remember I fell over once and got a busted nose, and my sister was like, I have the perfect thing for you. and so, you know, they're you know, multi-purpose.
Yes, there you go.
But seriously, it reminds me of this conversation that went on a few years ago, which with regards to, you know, these things should be free on health insurance. Well, if that's the case, I want chocolate on health insurance because it's vital to me. So you know, make your choice, ladies.
Or can you get those comfort dogs on insurance, maybe? Comfort animals?
Possibly. Comfort animals? Yeah, that would be great. One of those.
See that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
so
I want one of those.
Let's hit a serious topic before we run out of time here.
Sure.
You're there in the mix of it. Theresa May is in a lot of trouble, isn't she? I mean,
she sure is.
She has screwed up this Brexit transition really bad, hasn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't. There was they put a confidence vote through and she won. But you should have seen the speech she did after. She was like, I know you've been voting against me, and I know how you all voted. And I thought, oh, gosh, these guys are really in for it. You know, she knows who, like, voted against her. But, you know, just take the darn country back and regain the country's sovereignty. And you know, Europe needs the U.K. more than the U.K. needs Europe. Take the country back, no deal, and then negotiate after and actually tell them, show them who is boss. I want Donald Trump to come and negotiate Brexit in the UK because I think he would make a far better job of it than Theresa May.
Oh, if they heard he was coming, they would make the deal before he got there. Are you serious?
They would.
Right?
They would.
No. We're not dealing with him. Here you go. Give them what they want. Let's get this done.
Yeah, Macron would be, we do not want to fish in your waters, Mr. Trump. We will just stick with our own fish.
Well, you know, if they keep going the way they're going over the next 10 years, you're going to see France is going to leave, Italy's going to leave, right? I mean, they're not going to stay. They're going to be able to stay.
Yeah.
Anyhow, tell people where to find you. I know you've got to
stay. VanderGibb.com.
Oh, I hate you. You make it so easy.
And any pastry shop in the village.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Listen, we're coming up in the next, I'm going to stay on the crazy stories tonight. I'm going to make you guys all nuts. New study says that calling breastfeeding not so loud is unethical because it forces gender roles. Although I prefer French roles myself. We'll be back in a little bit. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.